wasn't going to introduce anything. Just let it happen. But yeah,
I've been here the whole time. Today. Nothing is interesting or weird about this.
Yeah. The other host.
Yeah. What, I'm meant to be here.
The host, Dylan and Aram.
Yeah.
It turns out Dylan is the plural as well.
I do like the idea, though, of the Dylan and Dylan show where it's D&D talks D&D.
Oh, no. The Dylan and Dylan show is going to be kill every monster after we kill you.
I was the monster
when
at the end of the book.
The kill final you. Monster. And then...
It's just me desperately trying to stop you from turning, from turning pages.
Yeah.
Break your ankles, leave you in the editing mines. Oh, but you know.
That would be a much darker book.
That's a very adolescent girl playing The Sims move of you.
I always thought it'd be like Jesse from Breaking Bad, where I'm on like a cord just long enough to go to the bathroom and back to the computer.
Yeah.
You can edit sitting on a toilet.
Jesus. Yeah.
Anyway, so Junie was really, really good though.
Oh my God. Junie was so cool.
And came prepped.
What a good guest.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They were ready to talk about their weird little elemental goblins.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's responsible for getting Junie on the podcast? Who gets credit for that?
I don't
know. Because it was a really good, a really good episode.
Yeah. No,
I want to say around the middle of season three is when I told Aram he wasn't allowed to keep casting people he was attracted to.
Yeah.
And I just fully took over.
Yeah. So you get credit for this? Okay.
I think I get credit for this.
Good. It's a really good guess.
I won't take it hard. But, and they also like, so this is one of my favorite things to see when this comes up and works well. Junie's fundamental crux of how he handled Mephits was, so I was wrong. I did him wrong. And then I realized, no, it wasn't.
Yeah. Like,
summoner variant? Okay, so they can summon more Mephits. Cool. Mephit plague. Anyway.
Yeah, they can pretty much roll with anything they get tossed, which is nice. That's a great trait as both a DM and a player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. What did you come out? What's the end opinion of the Mephit after this episode? Where do we stand on
Mephits?
I like
them more.
Wildly underrated creature.
I like, immediately, as soon as I listened to this episode, I had started to work them into my home game, which is like the last vestige of D&D in my life.
I ran a separate home game, different from this, but I realized afterwards this is the closest I've ever gotten to doing some Tolkien bullshit in terms of just like, I looked at goblins and was like, those suck and they're people.
Yeah.
Like, why would you just kill them? And so I did a fantasy game and the thing was goblins was a corruption of grubbling.
Yeah.
And it was just garbage. It was like, if you had some sort of magical fallout, enough ambient magic, and there was an object present sufficiently shaped like a human, the magic thought it was supposed to be a person and they started wandering around. So it's like you get animate suits of armor. If there's a boot with twigs near it and they just happen to lay down in the shape of an arm. Okay, well, that's a guy now. And I'm like, that's what Mephits should be. Is just ambient magic doing a shit job.
Yeah.
And now it's an awful guy.
Oh, what a delicious concept. Like, why are they not in everything?
Yeah.
I mean, because I didn't say it out loud until just now. That's free shit for you, Patreon people.
They do feel like the right thing to be left over after a great magical cataclysm, or maybe like even as a wild magic thing, like, oh, you spawned a couple of Mephits, shouldn't have cast Fireball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Even just like the fact
magic
that
works
like,
too
they're
well.
So
there should be more stuff like that, where it's like, well, you know, you're messing with forces you don't really understand. Here's the consequence.
Magic runs into this problem where when people talk about it, they always want to talk about like resonance ideas and like, oh, it's like strings and vibrations, and I'm like, okay, cool, that's fine, but you have made it to, you know, when someone makes an analogy and then shoehorns it in to be the analogy.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
Want to hear and watch the rest of these DM notes? Then check us out at patreon.com/deadghostpro for a free 7-day trial of all our bonus content. That's patreon.com/deadghostpro. The ancient mountainous deserts to the south of Faerun are the places where mortals first raised great temples and unlocked powerful secrets. A kingdom once fractured by infighting has been united under the iron claw of the red dragon Chazar. The Great Lizard's quest for immortality has become an all-consuming obsession. His need for worshippers has set him on a path against the old gods of these lands, and they will not go quietly. An unlikely cabal of deities has banded together to undermine Chazar and ensure that their temples remain protected and active. They've traced tendrils of fate to preferred timelines, then selected 5 mortals who had the best chance of bringing those futures to fruition. You will take on the role of one of these chosen, in Death to the Dragon King. Find out more about this Start Playing Games campaign and all of my other available games at aram.gay.